Tess Zion Shavat, Thursday the 1st of February, Rabbi Uri Auerbach. Matan Torah and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. This share is given Le'ilu Nishmas, Sora Reza Bas Harav, Bin Yomim HaKohen, Oleh HaShalom.
Good morning. This week we're going to read this week's Pasha. This is a reading about Matan Torah. So, Matan Lashon, we have a very interesting Yisiva Sholem that writes, in the name of the Rishoner, that when we read these Pashas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Boi, B'Shalach Yisroi, so we get some type of Ha'ara of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, Kabbalah Torah, we could get a bit of a feel of Pesach and Shavuos during these months of the winter, some feel of Shavuos. So we're coming towards Kabbalah Torah this week. There's a big question in regard to the time that to the time we do Shavuos, the time the Torah was given. We all know we left Mitzrayim on Thursday. How do we know that? Because the Neis Shabbos HaGodol, the Neis of taking the Seh was on Yud Nisan, that came out on Shabbos that year. That's why we do it on Shabbos. So it comes out we left Mitzrayim on Thursday, Tesvav Nisan on Thursday. Torah was given the Gemara on Shabbos. Said Torah was given the Kula Amrit the Torah on Shabbos. So if you work out the simple calculation, comes out that from the day after Pesach, 50 days ends on Friday. The Shabbos is the 51st day. So it comes out Matan Torah was given on the 51st day. The Torah says that Shavuos is on the 50th day. So to speak, the Matan Torah, the Torah wasn't given on Shavuos. And we know Shavuos is because Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. How does that work out? How could it be? The Mogen Avraham asked this question in Tovtzadik Gadol in Shulchan Aruch. The question brings a very interesting Ramami Pano. Ramami Pano was the Talmud of the Arizal. He writes like this. Ramami Pano says that Matan Torah Be'etzem was connected Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. And that's why Be'etzem, the second day of Shavuos, the 51st day of Sefirot, Be'etzem Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. And so to speak, the Torah was given on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. That's a very good, I'll try to explain a little bit at the end. But that's quite strange. So the Chassam Sefer asks an interesting question. Chassam Sefer says, why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Chassam Sefer and Beitzah. He asks like, he says, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is what is it? We know Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is because the Klal Yisrael were far away from Eretz Yisrael. Didn't know the Yom Tov was dependent on when Rosh Chodesh was. And at the time of Bezdin were Mekadosh L'Chodesh based on Eidim. The Eidim came and Bezdin decided when Rosh Chodesh was. They had to send out the Shluchim all across the Jewish people to tell them when Rosh Chodesh falls out. The people far away didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So it came Tesvav Nisan. They didn't know yet when Rosh Chodesh was. They had to keep, because they didn't know when Tesvav Nisan or Tesvav Tishrei was, they had to keep 2 days. So it's basically the whole reason for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is because Klal Yisrael weren't Golos. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael. How could that be that at the time of Shavuos, the time of Matan Torah, the Baruch Hashem is hinting, Golos, Chas V'Chalili, he says, that can't be. How are we supposed to understand that? He says, La'osid Lovoi, he says, Klal Yisrael will be ruling, the Yerd Miyom Ad Yom, Minor Ad Afseret, Klal Yisrael will be ruling on the whole world. There's going to be Jews all over, far islands, won't be able to reach them. So then also, then La'osid Lovoi, Klal Yisrael are also going to have to keep 2 days in the far places. That's what he says. And therefore, the Matan Torah is hinting, he says, it's not going to be called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, it's going to be called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Geulis. That's what Chassam Sefer says, it's going to be Yom Tov of Geula, because the Yom Tov Sheni, Matan Torah is really hinting for the Geula Asid, the La'osid Lovoi, when still they're going to have to keep 2 days in the faraway places. So that's what Chassam Sefer. So we'll try to maybe explain another different understanding, maybe why we keep Yom Tov Sheni, why the Torah was given Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. But first, maybe we'll get into the bit of the sugya of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias.
Seriously, the Chassam Sofer obviously wasn't aware at his time of the modern communications.
The modern communications, yes, that is.
Seriously, he couldn't fathom that somebody could get a message in the far corner of the world.
That is true. That's true. It is true. It seems like today the Chassam Sofer wouldn't be a criminal. So Gemara and Beitza. So Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. The Gemara and Beitza speaks about Yom Tov Sheni Shel. What happens if a Beitza shenol the Yom Tov? Right, that the first mission in Beitza shenol the Yom Tov. Beitza is also its muktzah. The Gemara speaks about what happens if a Beitza was born on the first day of Yom Tov. Can you eat it? Can you move it on the second day of Yom Tov? Chloikas Rav and Rav Azi. Gemara and Beitza. Daf Dalad Amud Beitza. What's the machlekes? The Gemara's machlekes is like this. 2 days of Yom Tov. Do we look at it as Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedusha? What does that mean? Kedusha Achas means that we look upon the 2 days as if they're one long day. Shtei Kedushas means no, we don't look at it upon it as if it's one long day, but we look at it as if it's one day that we don't know when it is. Rav Asi says, Kedusha Achas, 2 days are one long day. Rav says, no, it's two Kedushas. Now it's clear that originally, the reason why we keep 2 days Yom Tov is because we didn't know what day is the right day of Yom Tov. We didn't know when Tesvav Nisan. That's why they kept 2 days. Says Rav Asi that there was a takana de Rabbanon to keep those 2 days as if they're both one long Tesvav. Don't look at it as if you don't know when it's Tesvav Nisan. Don't keep each day as a suffix. Don't say, oh, either today Yom Tov or not, and tomorrow maybe it's today. Is it? It's not. No. You look at it as both days are definite one long day Yom Tov, and that's how you keep them. That's what Rav Asi says. Rav says, no, there's no such a takana. All the people far away from Eretz Yisrael kept 2 days, and it was a sfeika de yoyma. It was a suffix. Either the first day was Yom Tov, or the second day was Yom Tov. Rav Asi says, no, we look at both as a vaday, both a too long vaday, one day Yom Tov. That's what Rav Asi says. Rav says, no, it's a suffix, sfeika de yoyma. And the Gemara says like this. That was all very good at the time when the faraway people didn't know when Yom Tov was. What happens like today? Hillel, the great-grandson of Rebbe, Avida Anossi, a couple hundred years after Churban Bayis Sheni, he established the calendar. He's metakel the calendar, and that's how we know, that's how we keep, he was mekadosh all the chadoshim, that's how we keep the Yom Tov today. He did it because he saw there could be no more smicha in Klal Yisrael, Bezdin won't be able to be mekadosh the chadoshim based on Edim anymore, and therefore there won't be any Yom Tovim. So therefore he established the calendar. So now the Gemara says like this, according to Rav Asi, that originally there was a takono to keep both days as two, as one long day, that takono never ended. So even when we know when Yom Tov is, there's still the original takana to keep 2 days as one long day, and therefore today also we would have to keep 2 days. Any person, any place that originally keep 2 days out of a suffix, that takana as if one long day still exists. But according to Rav, that it was never one long day, but it was a sefer de yom. In fact, the Gemara is not today that we know when Yom Tov is. Why do we keep 2 days? We know when Yom Tov is. Why are we keeping 2 days? So Mar is like it. The Mar says shalchu mitam. They sent from Eretz Yisrael. Hizaru b'mina gavei seichem shibayetchem. Keep up the minute. So according to Rav, also says the Gemara, the reason why we keep 2 days today, even though it's a sfeika de yoyma, is we're keeping up the original minute. That's Shitas Rav. Keeping up, the Gemara gives a reason why. It's a gezeira. Shema yachzar adobo lekelkuli, maybe the machos, they won't be able, they won't know anymore the calculations, they'll forget the calculations, still keep 2 days.
As there not some poskim who passed that if you live, if you're next to school, you live 1 day, you just know that you keep 2 days. There is some...
Yeah, but that would be because the minig, the original minig then also was a Ben Eretz Yisrael who went to Chutzlar and didn't know. That would be why, because it's the idea is keeping up the earlier minig. Whatever the earlier minig was then, keep it today.
Should be similar to Purim. If you're on Yerushalayim, you keep the 15th, and if you're
okay. Purim is a Ben Yoyma. Purim is a special. Purim is a special din. Mukav Ben Yoyma. It's a separate din. Purim is extra. Is an extra puzzle that you go by the day where you are. It's not exact same thing. But that's according to Rav. Yes, the idea according to Rav why we're keeping 2 days is because we're keeping up the minig of Yisrael should be a day, and we're keeping up the earlier suffix. So that's Rav, and the gzeir Hashem yachzar adobak kula. We're afraid that people might forget. We might forget the calculations. That's why we're keeping 2 days. Now let's get to halacha shulchanoch arachaim kufches legabe hashlom of tefillah. What happens? We know someone forgets daven mincha, daven ma'ariv twice. Ma'ariv, daven shachris twice. Din of Hashlom. What happens if someone forgets daven mincha and erev Shabbos? Comes Shabbos, daven twice. Ma'ariv of Shabbos, he forgot. Ma'ariv of Shabbos, he daven twice to fill in the mincha. What davening did daven? Shabbos a weekday. Locha is, Shulchan Aruch, kufches, siftes, you daven twice Shabbos. How could that be? You're filling in the weekday davening. How could you fill in weekday davening by daven Shabbos davening? What's the idea? It comes out that the idea is that I'm missing a davening and I fill it in by davening the davening that's after davening now twice. To fill in that davening, right? I daven now twice. What's my davening now? Shabbos. So I daven two tefillahs of Shabbos to fill in weekday. Same two. Forget mincha on Shabbos. You're davening moite Shabbos twice. You're going to daven 2 weekdays to fill in Shabbos davening. How could you fill in Shabbos davening by weekday? So maybe you're not filling it totally, but at least you're missing out on a davening. You're davening moite Shabbos twice. Moitzi Shabbos Davin to fill in Shabbos Davin. So that's halacha clear halacha shulchan aruch. Now, what happens if someone on Shabbos mincha Davin a weekday Davin? He forgot that it's Shabbos. He Davin is a weekday Davining on Shabbos mincha. Shkia comes, Meir, you remember the davening, weekly davening. What does he do now? So it's put down two halachas, two shittas of Shulchan Aruch. What does it depend on? The question is like this. Person who davened a weekly davening on Shabbos, do we say that he didn't daven at all? Because on Shabbos, a weekly davening on Shabbos, it's not a davening. So he didn't daven at all. If that's how we would look at it, so then comes Maitzei Shabbos, he didn't daven. Daven twice, fill in the davening on Maitzei Shabbos. But if we look at it differently, a person who davened a weekly davening on Shabbos, not that he hits that, you can't say he didn't daven, he davened the weekly davening. He's lost out on the extra Shabbos davening. He doesn't have that. But he davened a weekly davening. He comes Maitzei Shabbos, why should he daven twice? Daven two weekly davenings, he davened already a weekly davening. He has nothing to add on. So therefore, he shouldn't daven anything. Same to also Yalav Yovah and Rosh Chodesh is the same question. Person to forget Yalav Yovah and Rosh Chodesh Mincha. And then Shkia Kei comes by. Does he daven twice? Exact same question. Tefillah on Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yovah. Is it a tefillah just without Yalav Yovah? Or Rosh Chodesh, a tefillah without Yalav Yovah, since it's a din to be masked Rosh Chodesh, you didn't daven at all. Same question. Now the next night is not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Do you daven twice? And if we say you daven the tefillah just without Yalav Yovah, too bad. You davened already. You're not going to gain anything by davening now. But if we say a tefillah without Yalav Yovah is not a tefillah, so now he's going to daven twice.
With Yalav
Yovah? No. That's the point, because the Rosh Chodesh was on. We're going to get to that in a second. But Rosh Chodesh was only one day. So the following day is no Yalav Yovah, but still he's going to daven twice, because we say Rosh Chodesh without the davening Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yovah as if he didn't daven at all. So the next following day, he should daven twice, because he's gaining. Before, he didn't daven at all. Now he's davening to fill in that davening. He didn't daven on Rosh Chodesh. Even though he's not filling in, even though he's not saying the Yalav Yovah. It's two shittas of Shulchan Aruch and Paskin that try to do both. How do you do both? You daven a davar. So you mechaven a davar. You chayshish for the shita that maybe you don't have to daven now. So mechaven for a davar, even though usually we don't do a davar, right? Because the person can't be mechaven. We don't know, anyways, they're not mechaven so well, so you shouldn't usually do a tefillas nedava, but here you should do a tefillas nedava to be yaitz of the shittas that you actually have to daven twice. Says the Magen Avraham now, interesting, says the Magen Avraham, what happens in two yom tov shogolis, or 2 days of shchaydish? So what happens? Prison mincha on the first day of shchaydish, daven the weekday davening. So, he davened the weekly davening. So on a regular day, he would have to daven a dova. He would have to make the yom to daven a dova. Says the Magen Avraham. Now, according to all shittas, he could daven twice on Maitzei Yom Tov, on the second day of Yom Tov. Why? Because even according to the shita that he did daven, he's just losing a Yom Tov davening. Now he could fill in the Yom Tov davening for the earlier day Yom Tov. Right? The whole problem was that Maitzei Yom Tov, the next day, it's a weekday davening, and if we consider that he davened already a weekday davening, just lost out on his Yom Tov davening, then he's not gaining anything by davening now. But if now he is gaining by davening a Yom Tov davening, because the second day of Yom Tov, he could daven a Yom Tov davening now, so he could fill in the Yom Tov davening he lost out. Even though before he davened a weekday davening, he lost out on his Yom Tov davening. Second day Yom Tov, he davens a Yom Tov davening, and he gains the Yom Tov davening that he lost out. 2 days of Shchaydish, the same thing. He lost out, he davened a weekday davening, he lost out on his Shchaydish davening. On his Yalav Yovah, second day of Shchaydish, he fills in the Yalav Yovah. That's what the Magen Avraham paskens. Shabur brings it down. Question is, as Rabbi Kiveger, a tremendous kasha, we paskin that the Tzfeik of the Yoimo, that the two Yomim Tovim are a Tzfeik, and the reason why we're keeping it today is to keep up the Minig of Yisrael, you know, that they kept up the earlier Tzfeik. So we have a problem. Now the second day of Yom Tov, what's he doing? He's filling in, second day of Yom Tov, he's filling in the Yom Tov davening he lost yesterday. If we're saying that he lost that Yom Tov davening yesterday, so then what do we consider? We're considering yesterday as a Yom Tov, right? Because he lost that Yom Tov davening. If we're considering yesterday as a Yom Tov, then the following day is not Yom Tov. The whole reason why we're keeping today to Yom Tov is Mitzad Sofik. We're saying we don't know. Is yesterday a Yom Tov or today a Yom Tov? That's our question. That's what we keep today, is because it's a Sofik and we're keeping up the earlier Sofik. Now this person who forgot the Yom Tov davening on the first day, and now he wants to fill in that Yom Tov davening on the second day, he has a Tartar Desatri, he has a Stira. He can't daven on the following, the second day Yom Tov, to fill in the earlier day, the earlier Yom Tov day he davened, that he missed out yesterday. Because if he's trying to fill out the day, the Yom Tov davening of yesterday, I mean he's considering yesterday as Yom Tov. And that's why he said, I missed out Yom Tov davening. If yesterday is Yom Tov, today is not Yom Tov. And then you can't daven the yontif davening today. If you daven the yontif davening today, then you're considering yesterday as a weekday. And then yesterday you davened the perfectly fine davening. Why would you have to fill it in? Same to Amish Chodesh also. Says Rabbi Kvege, how could you fill in? How could you be mashlim? Tefillas Yomtiv, yesterday's Yomtiv, by today's Yomtiv. That's Rabbi Kvege's kasha. So to understand the Mogen Avraham, possibly we could say like this. That really comes out like this. Even back then, when they didn't know when Yom Tov was, they did it a Sofik. They really didn't know when Yom Tov was. Mm-hmm. They had a Sofik, when was Yom Tov? Today, now we have a minhig, now we know when Yom Tov is. We know Tezvav is the first day. We have a minhig to keep up that earlier minhig. So it comes out interesting. It's less. We're doing less on the second day, because we know it's not Yom Tov. But on the other hand, it's no more Sofik anymore. Do we have a Sofik when is Yom Tov? We have no Sofik. And we're still keeping 2 days. That means we have now a positive takana de Rabbanon to keep that earlier suffix. Today it becomes a fada. It comes that it's a bit of a contradiction. The fact that we have the earlier, the minig to keep up the earlier suffix, that positive minig makes it today a vada yom tov on the second day. Because then it was a real suffix because they really didn't know, so they kept each day as a suffix. Today, that we do know when yom tov is and we're still keeping it, so we have a vada din yom tov on the second day to keep it. Like they kept it then as a Sofik. If we understand like that, then Mogen Avraham is very good. It's a Vada Yom Tov today. Today is a Vada Yom Tov. Yesterday, so comes like this. First day is a Vada Yom Tov. It's Tesvah. Comes the second day. We have a Vada Derabonah to keep also a Vada Yom Tov. So, Bimedli, you could be Mashlim. Yesterday's davening by today's davening. That's the Mogen Avraham. The Rabbi Kiveg is understanding otherwise. He's understanding not. Kiveg is understanding that even today, when we're keeping up the earlier Minig, we're keeping it just in the same fashion they kept it. They kept it as a Sofik. We keep it as a Sofik. So it's a total Sofik. It's a Sofik. What day is Yom Tov? That's a Machlek is Mogen Avraham Rabbi Kiveger. Possibly we could get back. We just add one point. Just one more point. It's interesting, as this is Rabbi Chaim really right, says this. He just adds another point. That really, if you would look at both days together, this is a bit of another extra point. Both days together are Nevada Yom Tov. Which means if you would look at both of them together and say, our first and second day together are Yom Tov. That's not a Vada. That's a Sofik, because one is and one not. But each day on its own, when you're approaching each day on its own, that's a Vada. Each day on its own, first day is a Vada Yom Tov, second day is a Vada Yom Tov. But you would have to look as any din that would come and have to like take both together, that wouldn't be a Vada Yom Tov, because it's either or. It's either or. But each day on its own, when you approach the second day, now you have a Vada Yom Tov, they're abundant to keep up the earlier Sofik, it's a Vada Yom Tov. Trying to get back to Ramami Pano, the Ramana Mogen Avraham brought that Matan Torah was the second day of Shavuos. So we see from this takano that after we brought out here a little bit that this takano de Rabbanon is not just keeping the earlier meaning but making it a Vaday, even though really seemingly it wouldn't be a Yom Tov. You know, Tesvav was yesterday, we know that, and still a takano de Rabbanon creates a Vaday Yom Tov. See, the koyach of Rabbanon to create a Yom Tov, that Ribbono Shel Olam was Mashar Shechina of Ribbono Shel Olam, because of this Yom Tov, came down on Matan Torah, Nun Aleph Sivan. A Nun Aleph day of the Sphere, it came down on the Shulam. Matan Torah was on this day. So you see the koyach of Rabbanon, how they are, they metakan Dine Torah, and they could create a new day of Yom Tov. This is a famous ketzos in the Akdomos who brings this out. Famous ketzos about how they had machlekes in the Bezdin Shamalo about a certain din, and they said, they had to ask someone here in the Oretz. That's Rabbi Rabbi Chana. How could it be? Rabbi Shlom says one thing. The Mesivta Shalmal, the Bezdin, they say something else. Rabbi Shlom, it's Rabbi Shlom's story. He knows what's the truth. How could you argue with Rabbi Shlom and you have to ask someone here? And the idea is that the Torah is decided based on us. The Torah was given to us, and we decide. And Chachmei Yisrael could decide what halacha is, and based on that, that is how the Torah is given. So, which maybe now we could understand better why the Torah was given B'davka on Yom Tov She'eino Shogoges. Because, I think yesterday it was brought out very nicely about the Torah, about the Shavuos, the tree, the Shavuos, the Adam being nimshal to the Eitz HaSodeh, and the Torah being nimshal to the Mayim that's watering the tree. Because we could understand, when Matan brought down the Torah, we would understand it's not just, you know, we were lacking information. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the information down here. Matan Torah was not just giving us the information we didn't have. Matan Torah, Rabbeinu Shalom, gave us the Torah. It says that Aseres HaDibris, it says on Kol Dibur V'Dibur, that came down Yotzo Nishmosim. Tal Yisrael lost the Nishom, and Rabbeinu Shalom had to mechaye them every Dibur and Dibur. That extra chiyus that we got, that is what we say in the Pasuk, V'chaye Oilom Nota B'Sicheinu. Rabbeinu Shalom planted in us Chaye Oilom. That chayiv, that was the Matan Torah. The Matan Torah was giving us a new life. It's giving us the life of Torah. We have the Matan Torah. It's not just that we know, we act upon Torah. We know Torah. It's we have, the Torah is our source of life. And our chiyu, our chayim, our source of life is the Torah itself. And that is, that's the Matan Torah. The Matan Torah the Baruch Hashem gave it, again, was not just giving us, not only giving us the halachas, the information, but giving us a new life, a life of Torah. The Ramami Panel there, it's a Maimon Chikur Din, the Ramami Panel writes there that this idea of Matan Torah and Yom Tov Sheni is what is shouting what we say, the Sein Chalkeinu B'Serasecha. We daven that Rabbeinu Shalom should give us a chelik in his Torah. This is Klal Yisrael's chelik in his in the Torah, that they could create a new Yom Tov. And he says that's why Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to bedavka b'masha shechina on Yom Tov Sheni. That's the chelik of Klal Yisrael in Torah.
Was that the sword?
What? Yeah, very good. Yeah. Try to maybe explain that. So Matan Torah is the fact that. So we can understand now that the Matan Torah is Adarabah. The Matan Torah is not just giving us information, but rather us as physical people. The Torah is, we have to internalize as physical people. The Torah has to come down from Shemayim. The information up there is the same information. It doesn't need to come down here. The information is pure. What has to come down here is us internalizing it, like the tree that was brought yesterday, the rain coming down, bringing it out, and we have to create those peiros. Those peiros is what the Torah is given for. It's not for the mayim. The mayim is pure up there. The mayim comes down, waters the tree, and creates the peiros. That's what the Torah is given for. That's what Imam Panos said, Aravim of Divrei Doivim. The Aravim Divrei Doivim is the Darabanan. That's the Aravim in Torah. That's what the Torah is given for. The Dafka, the Torah is given for the watering the tree and then creating the physical, internalizing the spiritual, the Ruchnis, coming into the Gashmi. That's what Torah is for. So maybe, can I understand, I really had that difficulty coming from Eretz Yisrael, keep one day, and I'm coming here, everyone's keeping 2 days, so 8 day Pesach, by me is a regular day, and everyone's eating matzis and doing mitzvahs, and I'm like coming from Eretz and I have much less mitzvahs, it was quite disturbing. So maybe with this we can understand a little bit better. Yom Tov, the idea of Yom Tov is really the whole, you know, it was a cycle of the Yom Tov is the time when Klal Yisrael are together with the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's almost like where we're going to. Yom Tov is always almost our destination during the year. It almost creates our purpose during the year. In the cycle of the year, we're going from Yom Tov to Yom Tov. It shows us our goal. It shows us where we're going. So by Chazal creating a new Yom Tov, they're almost like creating another goal. They're creating another purpose for Klal Yisrael. So maybe Adarabah, Davka in Golus, Davka in Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, in the further away place, after Churban, Klal Yisrael far away from Kedusha, going down more physical, Adarabah, there comes out the extra Matan Torah. The extra Torah, the extra, how Klal Yisrael Adarabah, there in Golus, could create another day of Yom Tov. Another day, not only a Sofik of Vada Yom Tov, Klal Yisrael could come and create another Yom Tov, and another day of connection to Klal Yisrael with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So now Tisrael is maybe in a higher place. And therefore, and again, they don't have that day. But Adarabah, the Torah was given on the second day of Shavuos, because the Torah coming down from Shemayim was Adarabah coming to bring out this idea that the Darabonon, that the Chazal were creating Torah out of Gashmis, that's what the Torah is given for. Bereshitim gave the Torah on the second day of Shavuos to show that the Matan Torah is in order to internalize, to bring out the Ruchnis into this world and to create those pears.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand. So why in Eretz Yisrael don't they keep Zion Sivan?
Because the Torah says the Shavuos on the 50th day. The Torah says the Shavuos on the 50th day. So if you want, that's when Shavuos is. Shavuos is on the 50th day. The Torah was given on almost not on the 50th day of the sphere. What?
The Torah doesn't say that Shavuos has anything to do with Matan Torah.
The Ramban actually mentions that.
Yeah.
The Ramban mentions that. But that's why he said the Torah doesn't say that Shavuos is Yom Zman Matan Torah. Because really, But he's saying that the Shavuos is not the day the Torah was given, according to this Ramban Mitanu. The Shavuos is not because the Torah again was given on the 51st day of the sphere. We keep Shavuos on the 50th day of the sphere.
Why? Because
the Torah says in Mochas HaShabbos, after Pesach, you count 50 days, that's when Shavuos is.
Why does the Torah actually say that? Because that's when
Shavuos is supposed to be. So even though there is, it's a... So Shavuos really, again, Shavuos really is the 50th day, and that was That is when Shavuos is supposed to be. The Torah doesn't mention directly that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. We are. The Torah doesn't say that Shavuos is the Yom Matan Torah Seder. It doesn't say it in the Torah Seder. What? It doesn't say, even though we do say it's Tefillah that it's Matan Torah Seder, the Torah doesn't. And again, because Shavuos, the way we're saying it here, is the Torah is really, it's almost like Shavuos is carried on 2 days. Okay, that Shavuos is really 2 days Shavuos. So the version gave the Torah on the second day of Shavuos. Shavuos starts on the first day, goes into the second day. So in Eretz Yisrael, they only keep the first day of Shavuos.
This is
good. What?
Nothing happened on the first day of Shavuos.
Actually, the Torah was, it says in the Gemara that Moshe added an extra day. Moshe hoistik and mechal midaita. So, but nothing happened. It's true, the Torah, nothing happened on the first
day.
So basically, just came to bring out this idea that even though the Matan Torah's brothers are Mami Pano, that the Matan Torah was on the 51st, and so, no, that's all.